Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. Good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it really inspires me to know when I inspired a person to start their business or change their job careers, or just whatever I have touched you or motivated you to do. It motivates me a lot when I know I've touched a person. So, again, thank you for your inspiration for allowing me to inspire you. I know I receive a lot of emails from different people telling me what they want to do in their life, like what kind of business they want to open. To me, the key ingredient is to just actually do it. Do it. You have to do it if you want to do it. Make the plans and the provisions that you need to get started, to further your education, or write that book, or whatever it is the need. Sometimes it just takes that extra push or that nudge to get a person going. And once they stay on track and focus, you know, again, this is your dream, your life, this is your reality. So keep your emails coming, keep your emails flowing, and I will continue to answer your emails as I always do. Remember, this is what the show is all about, networking, inspiring, and motivating each other in the best possible situation. Last week on the show, I had Mark Christopher Lawrence. He's an actor and a comedian. He kind of gave his insightful information and his history on how he got started in the film industry. And he kind of motivated me as well. Again, I know him on a personal note, so again, he gave that information out. If you didn't check the interview out, go back on my website and check it out. And check out his character on Chuck. Again, he's not on anymore, but go to YouTube and find him, and you'll know exactly who he is. Motivating a person to be the best that they can be, that's a good thing. So thank you, Mark, for calling. I know you're listening today. I want to take the time to thank everyone who came out and supported the Houston Power's first home kickoff game this past weekend with the Dallas Diamonds. Dallas knocked on the door. Houston Power answered, but unfortunately, we lost 44-6. It was a great game. We had some bumps and bruises along the way, but hey, we're still standing. And this weekend, we're going to be playing again, so come out and support us. We're going to be playing a Louisiana team. Can't remember their name off the top of my head, but come out and check us out. Going to switch gears a little bit. Had my ear to the street Sunday with the Real House of Atlanta reunion. And you know what time it is. Got to get my information out on that. MJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, MJ, how you doing this morning?
Doing fine, and you?
I'm good, girl. All right, girl, let's put it on the table. Let's put it on the table. All right. Now, what you think about Portia doing her homework or what? She got kind of knowledgeable about who was the first Miss USA. She got educated on this, girl. What's up?
I think she educated a lot of the viewers this week. I mean, because, yes, it is true, Carol Gist was the first Black USA winner, and she is from Detroit. She is from. So, yeah, she did put that on her.
She did she? I was like, you go ahead on, Miss 265 Days of the Year.
Okay, and she's no response to that at all. So, yes, one up on Portia.
I know. That's right, thumbs up. And, girl, what about Phaedra and Kenya? They just, I mean, they was like, I mean, they just really can't stand each other. They just was like, just really back and forth. I didn't understand that.
It's very sad. And then when she was threatening her, now that Phaedra's pregnant, and she's talking about she'll knock her teeth out. I mean, seriously.
Girl, I mean, you know, that shows really a lot of hatred. I really kind of think it goes back to where they did the little workout video. I guess the tension is from there. But then if you also paid attention, I think Apollo had some kind of role playing going on in there. Kenya talked about him texting her or something. So I'm thinking Phaedra is just really upset with her about messing with her man. But I don't know.
But you know it happened in Anguilla when she when he tossed her in the pool, or when she pushed him in the pool and then he picked her up and tossed her in the pool. I think there was a little flirting going on. And even she had, Kenya had admitted that, you know, it was a little flirting going on. So as far as the text messages, who knows? You know, maybe they have something behind the scenes. we would never
know. I can't wait to see that. But I know one, I want to tell the listeners out there, if y'all know any multi-million-dollar films that Kenya has made, hit me up at 347-215-6288. I know she did a few little budget movies and they didn't make it to the theaters, but I've never heard
Motives
of her actually.
Was one of them. That's the only one I remember besides, I think it was Motives. She was had a little cameo in Waiting to Exhale. And
yeah, but those were her movies,
but I don't
though, right?
Anything else.
Yeah, but I'm saying that she didn't produce those movies. Because, you know, she always throw that out there.
It was a part of that, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, but, you
know. Well, thumbs up to Miss Kenya as well. And, girl, I'm excited. And congrats to Candy for her engagement to Todd. I'm happy for her.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
I know. But to me, I guess all the ladies, they all looked gorgeous. They all just, they was rocking it. And my girl, NeNe, she looked good with her old glamorous movie style look. She looked really good. I like that.
Yeah.
And her and Cynthia, they were so quiet. I guess they didn't want to get in all that cat fighting this time. So they was, that kind of shocked me a little bit, though.
This is the first part of reunions. Kim is about to enter the stage on the second one, so we'll see.
I know. I know you may have not watched Married to Medicine, but I'm going to kind of talk about that one a little bit. Married to Medicine, I'm not kind of sold on that one as yet, but if anybody knows Quad of the show, she keeps up a lot of drama on that show. And to me, I just feel like they should be just good little doctor's wives that stay home. And, you know, but I guess not. I don't know. But Quad is kind of like the NeNe of Married to Medicine. So, MJ, you got to get into that one with me.
Well,
yeah, I started watching that one.
A little bit of it on Saturday, but Sunday I had a lot to do. But, I mean, at the beginning when I saw her, Mariah, and I can't remember the lady's name, when they got into it about Quad because they didn't want to invite Quad to the party.
I think that was Toya. No, that wasn't Toya. I can't think of her name either. I know what you're talking about.
Mariah? I don't remember, but
She was the mistress. Quad called her the mistress, medicine mistress or something like that, because I think her husband was actually with his wife when they started messing around. Something, I don't know, something blew up with that one. But I know next week, on their show, it's going to be a huge fight between Mariah and Toya. So it's going to kind of be explosive next week. So I'm going to really tone into that one. So that one's going to be good. So you got to watch that one with me.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Girl, yeah. Well, all right, guys. This wraps up our Ear to the Street segment on our Real House of Atlanta. We always got to give you a dose of reality. We got to let y'all know what's going on. MJ, thank you for calling. I'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
All righty. All right, guys, I'm wrapping that up, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to talk about some business essentials, some must-start businesses that you can take and endeavor in. We're going to talk about the key elements of what kind of business that you want to get into, and I'll be back shortly.
Yeah. she got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Watch out.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I am back. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Kind of going to talk about the business side of the show. Remember, with any type of business adventure, you need to remember the key elements of starting your business. Remember, I always say, get your DBA. The DBA should be the first thing that you do in your business. That's doing your business as. And remember, when you look for a name of your business, make it meaningful. Make it mean something. Then after you get your EIN number, which is your federal tax ID number, think about some type of insurance that you would need for your business. With any business, your company should be insured, just in case for a lawsuit or if you're doing a certain venue out of your office or you're in the public. Something happens, one of your employees actually do something by accident, hey, your insurance is covering you up. And then also think about your mission statement for your business. Make your mission stand meaningful for your business. Remember, image is everything with yourself and with your business. So your mission statement has a lot to do with the type of business that you want to do. I want to throw out a couple of current events real quick that's going to be out before I go into the other part. April the 18th at 7, they're going to have a networking event on new businesses. If you have a new business that you want to actually start, I mean, that you have started and you want to give out business cards or just do more networking in the community, it's going to be at the Houston Open Coffee House. It's going to be at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be April 18th. And then, again, the Small Business Administration, they always have things going on there, 24/7, free resources. Check them out as well. Okay, with your businesses, think about developing a plan. Maybe do some type of checklist, writing down certain steps as you're getting your business together. Think about, are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to be a partnership with anyone? Are you going to be a corporation? If you have a trademark, a certain slogan, a name, get a trademark so nobody won't steal it, like on Reality Housewives, somebody stole some ideas. So think about that. Get it trademarked. Think about, who are you going to network with? Are you going to network with certain suppliers, vendors? Who are you going to actually network with? So after you get all that in consideration, your DBA and all that, get some business cards together, then start thinking about your networking. Think about the connection that you're going to make. So get with the social media, which is free. Get your Twitter, get your Facebook, Instagram. This is something new now. These people are really using it, and they're using this free. So this is a free marketing adventure you can actually use. So ask yourself a few questions when you're starting that business. Is this business an opportunity, part of a successful industry? Like, is it in demand? Does this business require a huge investment? Remember, always, when you start a business, it's not free. You're going to have to invest a little money along with your time. You have grants out there for women that are available, and I will give that out as well, information for that. And then also think about the most important question. Will you dedicate 100% to your business, or will someone do it for you? Remember, with any business, you have to have a passion for it. And I'll give you some ideas. My family, we owned a daycare center, and that was my passion, loving children and just being around kids and educating them. And that business was successful for us for 12 years, or probably over 12 years. I've written 3 books. My passion is writing. But my kids are my motivation, so I write a lot of my material behind my children. So, again, you have to have a passion for what you do and to make it 100% successful. And I have been successful in everything I have actually touched. So that's something that you would have to really think about. I'm going to give out some business ideas for you that you can actually think about doing. A virtual assistant that's working from home for other companies that don't have time to look up emails or send out certain correspondence letters, maybe typing or something like that. Then I have a bookkeeper or a tax preparer. You have these mom and pop shops that just don't have time to do their books, or collection agency. You know, they want to reach out to ask these people to pay, they owe them a check or a balance or something. They need people like that in their offices to work. A travel agent, that's another good one. If you're real creative and you like to write, be a blog writer. And you can also make money off of that as well. If you're into physical fitness, a personal trainer is a good one, or a wellness coach. We talked about event planner last week. Event planner is a real good one because, again, you have people out there that have venues that, I mean, they have things that they want to get done. They want to get out there and plan, but they don't have the right person to, or they can't do it themselves. So they hire an event planner to find venues, find location, do their email list, just whatever it is. Event planner, I believe, is the best possible money maker home investment that you can actually possibly do. I really do. So event planner. Maybe, again, provide a service. Talk about this one a lot as well. Be a tutor or do a drop-off service to or from a certain place. Again, I always talk about this one. Think about being outside the box with a person that who needs to take their loved one to the grocery store or take them, like, for elderly care. I always talk about that. When you have so many people that don't have time to take their parents to the store, to the park, or walk a dog, think outside the box or provide a service. Interior decorator, if you're real crafty and good with decorating, think about that one. And a collection agency. You know, again, you have people that don't have time to go back and collect debts or money or whatever the case may be. Those are just a few that I put out. I have plenty more, but really don't have the time to give it. But if you email me, I would actually shoot those emails to you. If you email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, I'm going to share with you this for a grant for women. The email is www.cfda.gov. This is a grant opportunity that they are exposed for women who are just trying to get their businesses off the ground. If you forgot that one, again, just email me. I'll send it right to you. Again, it's www.cfda.gov. Check them out. Remember, with any grants, you have to start now. In order, it takes 3 to 4 months to get processed. I want to take time to thank my sponsors real quick. I'm going to thank Houston Power Football at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. I have Picture It Photography. You can reach him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have Northwest Educational Institute. That's a high school diploma program. You can email them at nei_institute@yahoo.com. I have Divine Serum. You can check her website out at www.gracieegami.com. That's GRACEGAMI.com. I have Hair by Carl. You let anyone know, if you call and make an appointment, you let them know that you heard his information on the show, he'll give you $10 off. The number is 832-209-4985. If you know anyone who has anger problems and they need anger management classes or life or business coaching, email High Hopes Outreach Center. That's High Hopes Outreach Center, and if you need to know, that is a part of my business as well. I am a certified anger management specialist, along with life coaching, along with having a master's in marriage and family therapy as well. So this is anger management classes that are need to be. Next week on the show, I have a lady that's an upcoming artist. She's going to actually be live on the show. She's going to sing a few of her songs. So I want you guys to kind of support her as well, and send some emails, on how she did or what do you think about her or where can you see her events. That's going to be next week. I'm not going to give her name out yet. That's going to be a surprise. And I'm also going to have another actor on the show that's going to be calling in for an interview. You're going to have to tune in for this one if you want to know who it is, so can't give that out. Advertise with me here, guys, at Open Talk 2. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. I'll be back next Wednesday on the 17th. Again, enjoy your hump day, which is Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the rest of your enjoy your weekend. And I want to send a special shout out to my daughter and her friend that are listening right now. Hope you guys have a good day at work today. Thank you for listening today. And again, don't forget, listen next week so I'll play this artist demo during the break, or she may, like I say, she may sing it live, so you don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss that. If I said everything too quick, email me, opentalk2@yahoo.com. I will email it to you, those business ideas and anything else that you need. Thank you for supporting me. God bless. Have a good day.
Peace up. A-Town Day. One.